sir?
Now we do, okay. This is a regular meeting of the Grantsville City Council. For the record, today's date is February 15, 2023, and the time is 7 p.m. This meeting is being held in the Grantsville City offices located at 429 East Main Street, Grantsville, Utah, and on Zoom. And our Zoom is having a little issues, and so it'll just be through the iPad, and everybody can log on, and we'll let them in and the whole thing, so. I'm Mayor Neil Critchlow, and all council members are present. And I would like Dan, if he would lead us in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, first order of business is public comments. Anybody have any public comments?
Mayor, did you want me to read the Hope Squad?
Oh, you know what? Yes. Do the Hope Squad then first. Then we'll do public comments.
Okay. So, if you walked in the front of the building today, you may have noticed some yellow balloons. So the Grantsville High School Hope Squad put those up. They were supposed to be here tonight to present, but due to other conflicting activities, they weren't able to make it. But they did give me a letter to be able to read. And so it says, Dear Grantsville City, as members of the GHS Hope Squad, we are celebrating Hope Week and National Day of Hope on February 17th. Our purpose is to bring positivity to our school and community. We seek to help support those in need. We are trained in QPR, which is question, persuade, and refer, so we can approach and help students in our school who are struggling finding the support and resources they need. We have placed yellow balloons around the pillars of City Hall to represent hope, and the support of our squad is ready and willing to give. And it says thank you, GHS Hope Squad, and then it's signed by those that are on the Hope Squad.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, now we'll open for public comment. Any public comment in the building? Anything online, on Zoom? Nobody wants to talk to us tonight?
Doesn't look like it, Mayor.
Good job. Summary action items.
Everything looks good to me.
What was the, Snow Christians and Martineau fees? I noticed one was quite a bit more than the rest. Did they just...
I can probably address that in closed session.
Okay,
a bit better.
So...
Yeah.
No, I'm not that curious.
Yeah, no, it is, it's accurate, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, yeah, I just... Because it seems like traditionally they've been fairly small, and all of a sudden
just
we got
big
hit.
One.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was. They did some extra work on some things, and so
that's sufficient for me.
Mayor, I make a motion. We approve the summary action items.
Okay. We have a motion.
Second.
That's the little Jenkins. Any more discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Yeah, Mayor, just so, since they can't see you, can you say aye or nay on the,
okay.
In your vote?
Okay. What's that nay?
Aye.
Councilman Roberry says aye.
Aye. Councilman Jenkins.
Aye.
Councilman Bedlam.
Aye.
Aye.
Councilwoman Allen, perfect. That help?
That does, thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Very good. This is my 2.5 minute talk. Those of that dealt with that.
Sign him. Start the timer.
Ready?
Start the timer.
Start the timer. Okay. Members of the City Council, city employees, and members of the community, I appreciate the opportunity to deliver the State of the City Address for 2023. I want to begin by thanking all those who have supported me in my first year in office. I'm grateful for my family, the members of the City Council, the city employees, and the citizens of our great city. As we look back over the past year, there have been many successes, as well as some challenges, and I appreciate those who have given up their time and talents and energy towards the endeavors that we have put into place to better our community. I make a special note, thank those who are willing to volunteer in the efforts that we've done for the summer of fun and those type of things. Everything from our volunteer fire department and coaching for the kids, advising youth activities, and organizing community events, is to just being a good neighbor, and all the efforts add to the, if not the small town feel, then the hometown feel that we all enjoy. As we look for the future, I can see some challenges on the horizon for us. Everyone is aware of the state of the national economy, and that we're not immune, and the stress that it places on families and to make do with the resources that they have. As a city organization, we also need to live within our means without raising taxes and placing more of a burden on our citizens. The housing market in our city has slowed dramatically. In the past few months, the applications for building permits for homes are down, and this affects the bottom line and our revenues. This is the time for us as city leaders to take a critical look at our budgets. We need to maintain services to our citizens as we look to the future needs such as the sewer plant and the infrastructure that we have to put into place. In campaigning for this office that I have and throughout this past year, I've heard many of our citizens about the issues of growth. Our parks, our cemetery, the infrastructure, and the transparency in our government. Those are the concerns that I still share, and I feel that we need to give to our citizens. And I ask for your cooperation and support as I pledge to keep working and striving to keep Grantsville a better place to live. And I thank you, especially the council, for putting up with me for a year. I appreciate you, and all the city staff. Thank you for that.
Buzzer didn't even go off.
Perfect. Okay, we need to have a resolution. Consider resolution 2023-06 approving the appointment of an interim chief.
So, council, with Chief Enslin leaving, and before we've been able to choose our next chief, we're looking to get some recommendation for an interim chief, and so just looking for your counsel in this.
I would like to put the name forward of Lieutenant Robert Sager to be the interim chief.
Are you sure Mel volunteered?
Actually, she threatened.
I'm not sure the officers can handle that.
Lieutenant Sagers has made an excellent interim chief.
Okay, I agree.
Mayor, is it a motion that we need for this? Mm-hmm. I move that we approve the appointment of Lieutenant, what's his first name?
Robert
Sager as interim police chief.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Yay.
Say it out.
Oh, sorry.
Councilman Mulberry says yay. Councilman Wyman Jenkins?
Yay.
Councilman Bevan?
Yay.
Councilman Hutchins?
Yay.
Councilwoman Allen?
Yay.
Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mayor.
Sorry, Robert.
No, thank you.
Okay. Item number six, approval of the water line change order. Who are we going to have? Is Barry going to come up and talk about this? Sherry, Barry.
Jesse.
All of you. What's
that rhyme? Sherry, Barry, Jesse.
So, councils, if you remember a few months ago, we put in a grant for $1 million to put in a water line down Burmester and then also a sewer line to connect into our system down West Street. So, quite a few years ago, about 6 or 7?
2013 and
2014.
Yeah, so it's been a while. Barry had offered his services to us, so we asked him to engineer the water line going down Burmester. Just because of the period of time and the work that he needs to continue to do the engineering, this was a change order that's larger than we as staff are allowed to approve, and so we wanted to bring it to you to get that approval. We wanted to continue to work with Barry just because he's done so much work on this, but we want to make sure that he's compensated for that work as well.
So is the amount $43,357? That's the change? That's the increase?
Yes.
You don't want to do it for pro bono, Barry?
I'll bill my hours, and if it's less than that, you can change. The
project is actually bigger than what it was before. Before, we just asked him to do Burmester, and this is actually going down Vegas Street also. So that's part of the increased cost, too. It's not just inflation. Yeah, there is extra work involved. Okay.
Discussion?
I don't have any
concerns. I have a lot of concerns, but we need to put this line in to get this done and to finish this project that's just been kind of hanging over our heads for a long time. So
where are we in the process?
So Barry's finishing engineering on this, and then we will go out for RFP to have a company put in it, but Barry will do the construction management for us as well.
So theoretically, when the weather breaks, ish? Summer? I mean,
the summer.
So does our water line end at cast iron?
Yeah, about there.
So it'll loop around down Vegas and uphill, hook onto that.
Vegas and Cooley.
Oh, clear to Cooley.
Yeah, there's nothing down there.
Okay.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the Burmester Waterline Change Order.
Got a motion. So a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you, Council.
Okay, we have Council reports. Got anything, Councilwoman Jenkins?
A lot of things in motion, but not necessarily anything to report at this time. But I do want to just thank our staff, and I just learned over the year that I've been on City Council, like getting to see behind the curtain and like, or what is it? What's the expression? Like behind the scenes, I guess, like all the work that goes into things. And I think as just a regular citizen, I didn't realize how much work there is that happens that we don't realize, you know, like our accounting people, I mean, they figure out all the problems and they figure out, you know, like they keep our city afloat. And, you know, I'm glad that we have them because I couldn't do that. I barely balance my own checkbook. But I'm so grateful, you know, for everyone in Public Works, for our attorney, for our recorder, for just everybody that works so hard to keep our city going. And, you know, like we might see something on the surface that we think, oh, you know, like, I don't know, like the we think hasn't been addressed, but it's something that the city's been working on for a long period of time and is already trying to fix a problem before it becomes a problem. So I just want to throw that appreciation out.
Councilman Devon.
We met as a beautification committee, and we have a date set that we need inventory of the trailer out here for March 3rd. And we're meeting again on March 10th, and we did meet as a historical commission. I need to get with Merrill Clark on his history. We'll be running in with him next week. Merrill Nelson, excuse me. Yeah. And we'll discuss that and how it's going to go.
Okay.
What our involvement this commission is going to be in. Yeah, so.
Okay.
That's it.
Councilman Hutchins?
No, I'm good.
What's your next parks thing?
We need to get one on the calendar. Don't have one scheduled. Let's see. We'll put one on the calendar.
Sounds good.
I went up to the Capitol for the Utah League of Cities and Towns LPC, Legislative Policy Committee meeting. Nothing that stood out to me as far as we need to work on, as far, you know, like contacting them for Grantsville, but just, it was just interesting. There is an April meeting. You know, the April training in St. George. Just encourage everybody, if you can make time, to go do that. I'm planning on it. Also, I was approached by Moana Dalton about potential grants. So I think she's reaching out to the staff. Maybe Jesse? She's reached out to you already, Moana?
She hasn't yet.
Okay, so. We'll
talk about her in our meeting.
Is that what it is? Okay, good. Well, then I'm glad, because I told her that I wouldn't be able to help in the next few weeks, but I'm glad that she can work with you. So that's it.
Okay. Good. So next Wednesday is a meeting at the library to teach us how to set up different landscaping that's being... what's an organization that's...
Waterwise Landscaping with Localscapes from Jordan Valley Water Conservation District. So it's a basic class next Wednesday, and then in 2 weeks it will be an advanced class on drip irrigation and zoning and that kind of stuff.
And I did find out, because I was bummed that I can't make it to that class, and I found out that you can watch it online. Or
it's available as a website. Site, but we're going to repeat this every month.
Oh, good.
For 3 or 4 months, so it'll be ongoing.
Okay, thanks,
and that'll be
Captain.
Part of the requirement for our developers and builders to come in with Waterwise fee reduction. So we'll be doing it for quite a while.
Do you have an expert teaching that class?
We do. An expert under pressure. Water group, so how's that going?
It is your spouse, right?
My wife's teaching.
That's great.
And Laurie Hurst.
Oh, okay.
They're both. Former employees of the Conservation District.
Okay. We'll bring this up in a couple of meetings from now about how you guys feel about streetlights and where you want to have them put and if you want to put those up there. So just keep that in mind. There's some interesting things that are coming to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So. And then next week we should, next meeting we'll have the plaque ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And the sand and gravel bill got through the committee today. Jesse went in, gave him some pictures, presented, and it made it with one dissenting vote. Okay.
Wow.
So, and the league was not backing this bill, which would have will help us get some money out of the sand and gravel people that are in our community. It isn't so much the only one that really affects us in a negative way, other than the traffic, is those people that are up on Morgan Trail. We're having to repair their roads, and you know, if they were good citizens, they would they would just do it on their own and help us, but can't see that happening.
So Mayor, it did pass in our favor?
In committee, yes.
Okay.
So it's going to go to the Senate now. Senator Sandel is trying to get it through there, and then it'll go to the House, and it's going to be an uphill battle.
Okay. And
just as a matter of record, and I express our condolences to the city of Twilla for that incident that happened the other night. That was a tragic experience. I talked to Mayor Wynn, and what a terrible thing to happen. And good kid, you guys, really a good kid.
Mayor, so that's why we have the purple lights on tonight, is in honor of that.
It's not that we're turning into 12, we're just honoring the man, okay? Because he did, that was a tragic experience, so anyway. And that's all I have. I don't have anything that I want to take on to sit closed session tonight. We'll do it the next time. Okay?
Mayor, I move that we adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Turn and make a